This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Upper Peninsula communities around the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore are finding themselves right in the tourism bullseye. More and more visitors are making their way to Pictured Rocks these days, some 723,000 last year alone, according to the National Park Service, which tells us the number could hit 1 million this year. That's a whole lot of people swarming into the small towns that flank Pictured Rocks, towns like Munising, population somewhere around 2,300. Let's see what all of this tourist activity has meant for Munising as we welcome its mayor, Rod Desjardins. Rod, that 37% increase in visitors to Pictured Rocks last year, what did that mean to Munising in terms of money spent in your town?
Well, according to the Federal Park Service figures, that was about a $25 million impact last year. I'm not entirely sure how they measure that, but it is a significant economic driver in our community.
I would imagine there are a lot of mayors and town officials around the state that would love to be able to make that claim for their own towns.
I would think so. I mean, we have always been a tourist town, but over the last 5 years, the number of visitors coming to Pictured Rocks, which is the central attraction, has seen double-digit increases for 5 years in a row, and then 37% last year. And already this summer, we're looking at probably a same volume or increase, or a 30 to 40% increase over last year.
And what's fueling this boom in interest in Pictured Rocks?
Well, you can blame it on Kid Rock, you can blame it on Ginger Z, you can blame it on Pure Michigan, or you can blame it on an ad campaign by Pictured Rocks Cruises, which is our central tourist business. Everybody's seen the Kid Rock video, Born Free, that was filmed at Miners Beach, and Ginger Z, of course, did that Good Morning America piece this spring. And if you look at the Pure Michigan ads, half of the video in all the Pure Michigan ads is shot right here in Alger County, Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore and Grand Island National Recreation Area. Free advertising, Cindy.
It's free advertising, and when with that probably comes a mixed blessing. So I'm wondering, how has this tourist buzz changed life in Munising, for better and for worse?
Well, in the summertime, we have a saying, you never try to make a left turn onto the highway, because you can't. So the traffic is the one thing that people lament the most, the volume of traffic on M28, which goes right through the center of town. But last year, we were sort of, and I'll be honest, we were sort of taken aback by the increase. We just weren't ready for it. And we struggled to accommodate the huge number of visitors who came here for the same reason that we live here, which is, you know, this is God's country and an outdoor paradise. And over the winter, we have regrouped as a municipality and as a business community, and we are well prepared for this summer. And in fact, we're looking at, for a small town, 15 new businesses opening just to accommodate the summer tourist trade.
I've got to wonder about finding workers for, you know, hotels and restaurants for these businesses and that have been most greatly impacted. I mean, we just learned that the Homestead Resort in Leelanau County had to shut a restaurant and cancel the summer kids camp. They held a hiring fair, and nobody showed up. Are you seeing some of the same challenges, or are people able to find enough workers for their businesses?
Well, this year so far we have. If you want to work and you don't mind living in rustic conditions, because housing is really a problem, but not a problem, I mean, it's scarce. There's plenty of work at Munising, and what we have done is we have reached out to surrounding communities. I know that one of our local kayak operators brings in all of his employees from Marquette. We have a large seasonal workforce with the Park Service and the Forest Service anyway, which strains our ability to accommodate any sort of guest worker, whether they're college kids or high school kids or immigrant workers.
I have to wonder what you hear from people in your town about all this extra love and extra spending from visitors. Are there times that you hear it from people where they look wistfully back at less busy and less hectic summers?
Mostly the older folks. I get the longing for the good old days when, you know, there was no congestion and we didn't have to share this place with anybody. But quite frankly, the business community has embraced the uptick in customers. And personally, I enjoy sharing and showing people why we live where we live. We are literally in the middle of the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, the Grand Island National Recreation Area, two state forests, the Hiawatha National Forest, the Seney Wildlife Refuge, four wilderness areas within 20 miles of downtown, and tens of thousands of acres of commercial forest reserve that's open for recreation. So this is an outdoor person's paradise, regardless of whether they like fishing or hiking or canoeing or boating or hunting or ice climbing.
And so I'm pretty sure I'm hearing you say it is possible for Munising to strike a balance, to maintain that quality of life that brings you there and keeps you there, but also embrace this extra economic activity?
Well, over the winter, we addressed several areas. The park, of course, had to address congestion in the park and on the waters of the park, and we've done that successfully. That was a problem last year, is not a problem this year. And then we have a group that's meeting to try and improve our housing stock so that we have more seasonal rentals. Now, of course, seasonal rentals, you look at issues like zoning, and you want seasonal rentals in what were traditional R1 neighborhoods. We have another group that's looking at just at our infrastructure. Last year, we had this problem with garbage cans in the park. Got filled up just like three times a day, so we had to put on extra staff just to empty garbage cans. So we put on extra staff just to empty garbage cans. The fourth group is employment, and our Chamber of Commerce is working on that. We had Michigan Works come in and talk to folks about the realities of guest workers. And then the fifth group is the most important group, which is just coming together, and that is a quality of life group. How do we accommodate with the hospitality that people have become accustomed to in Munising, this large number of visitors, while at the same time maintaining our quality of life? Our Mayberry side, if you will, which we are very proud of, and it's why we live where we live.
And I think what you're dealing with, other towns around Michigan, I know we've had conversations with officials in Traverse City facing many of the same kinds of issues. Do you all share notes at times? Is there a chance to kind of see what might work in one part of Michigan or share ideas?
Well, we get to learn from the mistakes or the growing pains of other communities. One thing, if you do a Google Earth search of Munising and you look at the geography here, we will never grow to the extent of Traverse City because there physically is not enough room to do that.
Right.
And 80% of Alger County is public land, so we will always be condensed and a small community. And so it's a unique challenge for us because the visitors will keep coming and we have to accommodate them on a much smaller public and private footprint.
Rod Desjardins is the mayor of the Alger County town of Munising, giving us a sense of what life is like in this town of 2,300 people with all of these thousands of people coming to see the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. It was great to talk with you, Mayor. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.